97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Keena Cotton Carter, who is the owner of Jazzercise of Chapel Hill. Keena, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
It's a pleasure, Keena. Keena, I mentioned Jazzercise. Please tell our audience, what is Jazzercise?
Jazzercise is a pulse-pounding, beat-pumping fitness program that gets you results fast. It's a calorie-torching, hip-swiveling dance party with a hot playlist to distract you from the burn.
Strike you from the burn. What else?
There is formats like dance mix, interval, strike, fusion, strength, and core classes.
Keena, what is strike?
Strike is a kickboxing format that has elbow slicing, punching, kicking, and some dancing going on still.
How long is each class?
Most classes are up to 60 minutes. If you take a strength class, they vary within like 30 minutes, 45, or 60 minutes. And there's also an express dance mix class that's only 30 minutes.
Does a person have to be in good physical condition to join Jazzercise?
I wouldn't say you have to be in good physical condition. You do want to make sure you get clarification from your medical professional before you take Jazzercise if you haven't really worked out and you're not for sure what your body can handle. But we like everyone to come in from young to old. Whatever you consider old.
Well, under full disclosure, not being old, I'm a member of Jazzercise, so our audience knows I've been a member since 2009 and absolutely love it. It helps reduce your weight. It helps your cardio. Everything you just mentioned, Keena, is just a perfect, well-rounded exercise. Keena, when did you join Jazzercise and why?
I joined Jazzercise in 2011. I was a child care provider. I joined under Ann Kuntz. And I did the child care for a while before I even took a peek at what everyone was out there doing. I was kind of in a back room, so I couldn't see. I always try to peep out, but with kids, you can't just drop out of the room with them
That's
and
important.
Try to see. They got to hold on and watch what they're doing. So yes. Then around late 2012, I kind of started taking classes. I was a little nervous. I stood in the back. I kind of watch, and I only would go to Ann's classes because Ann Kuntz was kind of my mother type figure who I could kind of say, oh, I'm scared a little bit. But then once I started, I got comfortable. I kept coming to classes. I still did the child care. I still do the child care. Even as the owner and an instructor, I still do the child care. And I love it. I mean, it's a workout that keeps me motivated, keeps me encouraged, and I get to dance a little bit.
Now, you mentioned child care. Does that mean that anybody can bring in their children for a Jazzercise class at any time and there will be somebody to watch their kids?
So you can bring your child with you. There's classes that in the morning, there's a 9:20 block except for one day out of the week, which is only on Tuesdays. But Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9:20, there's always child care. There's one child care class in the evening, which is at 5:35 on a Monday.
Got it. So your kids are always safe while mama is doing the exercising.
They sure are. And they have a window where they can peep out and they can see what's going on. No one's hidden. They don't hide from them. So
even better.
They get to stand and watch. And most of them always stand and watch.
Are your child care providers certified in any way? Do they have to have any credentials in order to watch the children?
Well, it's just me.
Just you?
It's just me as of now. So for me, I've done child care, some form of child care for a long time. I only kind of require that they have CPR and first aid.
Excellent.
Because there's someone's there to also help out if someone needs help in the back.
Got it. Now, what is the difference between Jazzercise and other exercise programs?
So with Jazzercise, things are on a curve. You open up class with an opener, which gives you a little bit of movement, some stretching, and it gets your body warmed up a little bit. And you start with another upper level, which is like a light medium, and it takes you up the curve a little bit, not too fast. And then the more in class you progress, you get a little higher on the curve, and then you start to come back down the curve, and then you do your strength work. I found from a few other workouts. I have done some myself. Being an athlete, I've done lots of different workouts. I don't like working out by myself. But I have found that I can keep my heart rate up doing the cardio. There are some programs that I would say that when you start at the curve, you're staying at that curve. You don't never go up the curve and then decrease back down. And some workouts, especially with the dance fitness, they don't all have strength work. Some just are basically on cardio and on dancing. And so I think with us, with Jazzercise, is that we give you that strength work and you get to get a little bit more than just cardio, because you need to combine every once in a while. It's hard to, I think, come completely out of cardio and not do any strength work or any cool down. So if you're not doing the cardio and the strength, you're missing a little portion. But the good thing is with Jazzercise is that they give you that in that one class. That 1 hour or up to an hour, you get the cardio, you get the strength work, and you get to cool down, and then you get to go home.
That's cool. Now, you mentioned that they don't have to be in tip-top condition.
No.
But what if someone comes in and says, Kina, I want to take Jazzercise, but my knees might be kind of bad, or I might have a back problem. How do you handle that?
As an instructor myself, and as all the instructors are qualified to do, we show different modifications in class. So if you come into a regular dance mixed class, which is high impact, the instructor will show you a modification of where if you're skipping and you say, I can't skip, then you go into a march. And if it's four marches and you feel like four marches is too much, you do two slow ones. So each class, even if you come to a light class, the instructor will show someone high impact. But, you know, some classes are geared towards a certain format. But we make sure that you're shown every modification as much as possible, as much as the instructor can give, because when the instructor is on the stage, that high impact energy is kind of, it's tough. Tough for an instructor, but we make sure that we scan the room and we're watching the customers and making sure that we're given enough modification that they feel comfortable and that they're not hurting themselves.
Excellent. Kina, please give us your contact information.
So my phone number is 919-260-3058. Again, my phone number is 919-260-3058. My email address is Cotton, C-O-T-T-E-N, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, @yahoo.com. And my address is 630 Weaver Dairy Road, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514, Suite 103.
Perfect. Kina, let's take a break.
And sure.
When we come back, let's hear more about Jazzercise of Chapel Hill.
All right, Sharon.
Thank you.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Kina Cotton Carter, who is the owner of Jazzercise of Chapel Hill. Kina, who can come to Jazzercise?
Anyone can pretty much come to Jazzercise. We offer junior Jazzercise classes ages 4 to 12, and then starting at 12, you can actually take regular classes with your mom, your dad, your brother or sister. There is no real cutoff at once you start at 12. And then there is a program that allows people to stay consistent with Jazzercise. So they start corporate, I would say, started doing some programs that allowed younger girls to get introduced to Jazzercise for a year, and then at the end of the year, they would decide whether or not they keep this certain program that they're having to keep building the program up of having a little more younger competition come in the classroom with what our current customer base is. There's really no cutoff. And then there's men, women also. We like to see a variety in class. We like to have a lot of people in class. And some classes can be small. Some classes are big in numbers with a variety of ages. I like having the 8:15 class. I see a variety, which usually makes me the youngest in class.
Woo-hoo.
And the customers are usually like, you know, they make fun that I sometimes don't know some of the things that they say. So when I say I'm the youngest right now, it's, you know, it's fun being the youngest and being on stage and being a little bit in control of some of my younger friends that are on the dance floor.
Well, Kina, does someone have to call ahead to say they're coming, and do they need to prepare anything? Can they just show up?
So it's fine to call ahead. We do have, since we have a center, you can walk in and try class at the given times of classes. You wouldn't want to come at 7 on a Monday and there's no class at 7. So if you come at 8:15, where there's a class at 8:15, you would want to come about 10 minutes early because you have to fill out a liability card and we get you signed in, and then you just find your spot wherever you choose to stand.
Kina, how do people know what times the classes occur?
So you can always go to the jazzercise.com, the national website, and you can Google by location. You can search location. You can search for Chapel Hill in North Carolina. And then once you click in, it'll show you different locations for North Carolina. And it'll give you the closest to, based off location, it'll give you the closest. And it'll have it listed as Jazzercise of Chapel Hill. You'll click on Jazzercise of Chapel Hill. You'll click on the website. And then the website will come up, and it's called a JCLS calendar. And it'll give you all our times throughout the week, which is about 30 classes a week. And there's classes some as early as 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
And some classes as late as 6:40 p.m.
Suits all time frames for people who are working, people not working,
right.
Retired. Sounds like
moms.
You thought of everything. Moms, because
yep.
You got the child care, as we mentioned
yes.
In the first segment. Perfect, perfect. Now, what kind of certification do your instructors need? And approximately, how many instructors do you have?
So right now, we have about 11 instructors. They all had to do a workshop. So what they first begin with is that if you're interested in being an instructor and you've been taking classes, let's say you've been taking classes for 3 months and you realize, hey, I think I want to be on that stage, you would go to the website, you would look up the information as joining as an instructor or becoming an instructor. There's some guidelines. They talk about the different franchise fees. They talk about how long it takes you. It generally takes you about 5 weeks to do your training. Corporate got fancy this year. They got fancy, and they have decided to incorporate some more corporate side help, which means that you don't only have just your instructors at your center that you want to become an instructor at. You have the corporate base to help you. So they will be your first. Well, they would be your second contact. Your first contact would definitely be whoever's the owner or the instructor at the center that you are interested in becoming an instructor on. Okay. And then you would go through an application process. You do an application. They will find you the resources, as they will give you where to look at on the website. You get a temporary sign-in. They give you all your information. And usually you get 5 weeks worth of training. You get help from corporate side. You get help from an instructor or the owner at that facility that you choose to work at. And they will help you go through all these routines. You'll get about a packet worth of 16 routines. Uh-huh. They leave off some of the strength work, and you learn all of them. You have no choice but to learn all of them, because when you go to workshop, you got to audition, and you don't know which routine they're going to give you. I do remember when I went in August of 2013, that I was like, oh, no, this is so scary. My workshop was in Charleston, South Carolina. I drove from a godparent's house about close to an hour, 45 minutes away. And I could think, I don't know any of these routines in my head now. I thought they all disappeared.
Panic.
I thought they all disappeared. I got there. I sat down. She called out our names or our number. I think it was a number. And I was that number. I got on the stage. You got two routines. You didn't know which ones it was, and she played the music. I bombed my favorite one. Right now, my favorite one, the routine that I definitely got away from is my favorite routine. It's dance. It's a Jennifer Lopez routine. And then I automatically was like, okay, I can't do this. I don't remember anything. And I could hear my mentors in my head saying, go this way. Oh, fix your arm. Oh, do this. And then I just kind of went with it. And then the second one, I nailed it. And the second one is the one that I had the most struggle with. But once you get on the stage, it kind of takes over, and you just go with what makes you feel good, and you just go with the flow.
Congratulations on passing. Oh, my Lord.
Right.
Imagine.
Passing it. And, you know, the customers get to hear that story every year around my Jazzaversary time.
Jazzaversary. I like
and
that.
I stick in the same song for about 2 weeks, and they get that same 2 weeks. And then once you finish a workshop, scary enough, you get a pass or fail. And so you get a little paper and it says pass or fail, and then you'll know. But as far as I've been told, there's not too many people that have failed.
That have failed. Oh, my Lord. Well, I'm glad you passed once again.
Me too.
Now you're just a natural, and now you won't. Tell us your contact information again, please.
So my phone number is 919-260-3058. Again, my number is 919-260-3058. My email address is cotton, C-O-T-T-E-N, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, at yahoo.com. Our address is 630 Weaver Dairy Road, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, 27514, and Suite 103. And you can also find us on Facebook.
Cool. Just Facebook / Jazzercise?
You can just search Jazzercise of Chapel Hill, and it'll come right up.
Perfect. Keenan, let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear how you market Jazzercise of Chapel Hill.
Sure, Sharon.
Thank you.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We appreciate you staying with us. My guest today is Keena Cotton Carter, who is the owner of Jazzercise of Chapel Hill. Keena, when we left off, I said we'd come back and talk about how do you market Jazzercise of Chapel Hill.
I market Jazzercise of Chapel Hill a lot through social media. I have a Twitter account. I have Instagram. I have Facebook. And then we also do a little word of mouth through our customers. And then we have flyers. And then the national website, when you go to jazzercise.com, that also gives some free marketing tools there where they have all the things lifted up for people who want to or who are interested in Jazzercise. They corporate also gives us some free marketing things as far as flyers and other things that we can put out in the public.
Now, Jazzercise is not only North America, it's worldwide, isn't it?
It is very international.
So as a Jazzercise student, can I go to another Jazzercise? If I'm traveling, can I visit another Jazzercise location?
You can visit another Jazzercise location. Most people, what they do is they find that center that they want to attend, they email that owner, and they have the facility that they're already attending contact also, so they can know that this person is an actual Jazzercise customer.
Perfect. That works well. Tell us, Keena, how Jazzercise has evolved over the years.
So from my understanding that I'd say as far as the 80s, is because I'm an 80s kid, and as far as what I was told that they used to use 45s. There also used to be a time where they had handheld mics. They used cassettes. They used CDs. And then now they use iPods, iPads, iPhones, Android phones, any form of way that you can play music, laptops. They also give us the opportunity to use headsets. We use headsets in class. They go around your ear. Some are small, some are big, and they go right across in the front of your mouth. That way you don't have to yell at anyone. And then you play stuff all over your speakers instead of on just a little speaker.
That is amazing. I know about the microphones. You had to do Jazzercise and hold a microphone?
There's a few instructors that told me they've held microphones in their hand.
My goodness. That is an evolution. My goodness. Tell us now, I know when I first joined Jazzercise, Keena, as I said under full disclosure, I didn't know what to wear. I didn't know if I should buy my own weights. What's the deal with what to wear and who supplies the equipment?
Well, when you come to work out, I would say definitely wear comfortable shoes as far as a tennis shoe or a sneaker that's really comfortable on your feet. I would wear workout pants. I would wear something that's more of comfortable, nothing that's too loose or too tight. And, you wear workout shirts. I mean, you can wear a T-shirt. It depends on what you're comfortable in. As far as equipment, we do provide our weights. We provide our exercise balls. We provide our exercise tubes. We provide mats. And believe it or not, we do have water fountains and water bottles to offer customers.
Thank goodness. I can't imagine. Well, Keena, let's close out by you giving your contact information one more time, please.
So you can call me at 919-260-3058. Again, 919-260-3058. My email address is cotton, C-O-T-T-E-N, Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, at yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, Jazzercise of Chapel Hill. Twitter and Instagram.
Kina, you have been a joy. Thank you so much for taking time to come and talk to us today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
My pleasure. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.